And we turn now to someone who's been in New Hampshire a good deal longer than our friend Ken Rudin. Slate's Washington bureau chief, David Plotz, has been there for months, long enough, actually, to lose some of his taste for politics.
John Kerry was at our firehouse again yesterday. Kerry is always at our firehouse. I saw him the last time he came. It was late November. My wife Hannah, a newspaper reporter, our two children and I, had recently arrived in Hampton, New Hampshire for a 3-month stay. Hannah was covering the Democratic primary campaign. I was writing a book, not about politics. Soon after we got there, we dropped by a Kerry chili feed at the firehouse around the corner. About 100 people are in the firehouse when we arrive, a quarter of them journalists. I'm carrying my 6-month-old son and holding my daughter's hand. I'm the only adult under 50 who is not a campaign aide or a journalist. Plus, I have kids. As soon as Kerry finishes, I'm set upon. A Boston TV reporter asks what a New Hampshire voter like me thinks of the senator. She is sad to learn that I am, one, a Washingtonian, and two, a journalist's husband. A Kerry aide tries to sign me up on a mailing list. Another one offers to paste a bumper sticker on my car. Finally, a young woman accosts me. "I work with Gwen Ifill at the NewsHour," she says. "Gwen really wants to interview you about Kerry. Gwen saw you and said, 'Get me the dad.'" I turned Gwen down, but I decided to spend the remaining weeks of the campaign as one of those precious jewels, an uncommitted Democratic voter. I will be one of those insufferable New Hampshireites. I will live free or die. This plan improves when I discover my 6 weeks' residence makes me eligible to vote in New Hampshire. I'm a genuine voter. Let the pandering begin. For a while, this is great fun. In November and December, the candidates make themselves alarmingly accessible to us New Hampshireites. When I see Wes Clark speak in late November, I can't avoid getting my hand shaken. I slouch in the corner, yet still he hunts me down. It's almost thrilling seeing politicians in the state of nature. Sometimes they behave almost like human beings. But soon, what seems like refreshing grassroots politics starts to irritate me. We New Hampshireites pride ourselves on our honesty, which means we think it's our duty to be rude. "Hey, you in the nursing home outside Manchester, do you think you could at least stop chewing while General Clark talks to you? Yes, I know it's lunchtime, but the man is a 4-star general." After a couple of months as an uncommitted New Hampshire Democrat, I've learned a ton about the candidates. That's great. But the buzz of living the primary has worn off. I've seen too many commercials, been asked to sign too many clipboards. After 3 months of pandering, after cups of Joe with Joe, and conversations with Clark, I can't wait to leave. Back in November, it was exciting to see General Clark at a high school assembly. But when Clark campaigned at my gym 2 weeks ago, I thought, enough already. He did wrist curls and buttonholed the one other guy who was working out. Is nowhere safe from the candidates? Not even the weight room?
David Plotz is Washington bureau chief for the online magazine Slate. He's temporarily relocated to New Hampshire, where he's writing a book that has nothing at all to do with politics.